Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's beautiful out.
And we're it is?
Don't you think?
I'm overcast here.
What's it doing in downtown?
Overcast.
Oh.
That's why I was like, it's nice. I'm like, it's gray skies out here.
Yeah. What are you talking about, kid?
It's gorgeous. I can see some fog on the mountain line back there, but above me, it's just a sunny, gorgeous day. Can't wait to get outside.
Well, be careful, Mill Bray. Mill Valley's about to rear end you.
I know. I got a mixture of clouds and partly sunny over here. But
Bryn said that it was cruddy and overcast as he was driving back home from wherever he picked up his 2,000 pounds of concrete. Mm-hmm. And, he could see a break in the cloud and the sun shining down. He was like, oh, I know that's Millbrae.
There's Millbrae. It's like if you get lost, your map somehow doesn't work.
Just look for the sun shining through the clouds.
Drive towards that.
Yep.
And then you're good old Millbrae. Who knew?
Paradise.
I dated a girl that lived in Millbrae. I don't remember it being as perfect as you say, but, you know. Mm-hmm. It didn't last long.
You must have brought your dark cloud with you, Ben.
That
dark cloud followed you around.
All right. Anyway, you guys want to do some texts?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, our text number. Sorry, we don't have the contest anymore, do we?
No, mm-hmm. I know. Isn't it funny? I feel a little janky today. Like normally I'd be jumping in with with the keyword.
All right, our text number is 800-400-3697. That's the number you can use to text us. Here's a couple. And on this first text, I have a comment. 408 says, a year ago, I put all my passwords on an Excel spreadsheet and password protected it. Had to go into it last week, but can't remember the password. Yeah. My favorite password story just happened 2 weeks ago or whatever it is now, week and a day or something. I was watching 60 Minutes and there's a famous story about the artist Prince that he has more music recorded than he could ever put out. He has albums upon albums in this famed vault, in the Prince vault. There's tons of music that we've never heard. And in the story, they go, actually, the vault's real. And the guy who's, I don't know what they call him, the person who's handling the music part of their estate, he says, the first thing I did was try to go to the vault. Like, I've heard about the vault forever.
Right.
And he goes, except somewhere along the way, Prince lost the code to the vault and had to stop using it and couldn't get back in to actually get at the stuff. So he goes, first, it's true. There is a vault. And we were able to get it open and find all this famed music that's there, but Prince had lost the code word to it long ago.
So they did get in. They drilled it and got in. And
he just started putting all the stuff that should go in the vault in the room next door to the vault. And that became
Vault 2. Thought,
boy, passwords. They screw everybody. Even
they really do.
The famed Prince vault.
You know, someone gave me the hint, though. If you've ever logged on to any website that you can't find a password for on your browser, you can go into preferences and there's an actual, in privacy, there's a whole password thing that lists every single username and password for every site that you visit, which I have found quite helpful. because I don't remember my Amazon password or something.
That's only if you hit save password, though, when it
well,
when
I always
prompts
hit save,
you to.
I hit save password.
Right. Okay.
Boom. Saved.
A lot of people checking in. Gray in Pacifica, overcast in Danville. Oakland is gray and cloudy, like it's about to rain.
Oh, it's nice
don't
and,
worry.
Nice
it's going to be nice today. Expecting mostly sunny skies and highs in the 60s and low 70s. San Jose is going to be like 73.
Oh,
and beautiful.
Perfection.
Perfect, right. Does the song Leave the Door Open feel like an SNL skit to anyone else, or is it just me?
An SNL skit, huh?
Look, they're definitely putting on an era.
Yeah.
When they do that song. But I don't think that it's a bit. I think it's more of a tip of the hat to a time past. You know, they're wearing big collared suits. And
yeah, leisure suits and so good. God, I love
I'm gonna leave the door open. I'm gonna leave the door open. I'm gonna leave the door open, girl. I'm gonna leave the door open.
Open. Why Odyssey?
Oh, just because we play it at Odyssey all the time.
It sounds like Odyssey.
That's where you can hear this music.
Yeah.
This lovely
the
music.
Odyssey app. Odyssey.
Vin, the blood. This is from 925. Blin, the blood clots are more likely for the Moderna Pfizer vaccines, but no attention on this. The mRNA is 44 people per million for blood clots. J&J is only 1.6 people per million. Look, I get it. And they paused it because they were, you know what I'll tell you? I think that they were planning to make the J&J one dose vaccine available for in a lot of far reaching places. And in particular for poor communities, they were going to try and really mass vax those places. And you can't ignore there being issues with it. Like, that's not something you can go into a community and say, don't worry about that. So they're figuring it out. And what I read today was that the J&J vaccine will be available probably by the end of the week or next week. But
it'll
there's
be back
a lot
in
of
circulation.
It.
Yeah.
And they really do want to get this into the people.
Yep.
So hopefully they're able to figure out a safe way to get that done. I think they're just going to have to screen people more and make sure they're not at health risk.
And really let them know what to be on the lookout for in case they do get
I can't. I'll
problems.
Tell you what. I got my reminder from I'm getting my vaccine at CVS. I got my reminder via text, like, I don't know, yesterday or the day before. And it says, you've got to click here in order to take this little survey.
Mm.
And I took it and answered the questions honestly. And it said, all right, you're good to go. We'll see you on this day at this time. And I went, all right.
Sounds
technology
good.
Actually working. Kind of a miracle.
It is. It's so great, isn't it?
Ugh. Someone wrote in, who's Aunt Ron? It's not Aunt Ron. Listen to me.
Aunt Ron.
This started back when the IT department at Alice was Brad and Ron.
And Ron.
And then unfortunately, Brad got
iced.
We're not well, sure, I was really. Trying to come up with
like,
a
I'm not sure
way
how I went.
To say that.
Iced.
Disposed of.
So yes, and then unfortunately, only Enron was still around. So right. We continued to, you know,
call him Enron.
Call him Enron. I didn't know that he was still around because things have changed so much. So you know,
right. Turns out he is still around.
It's nice to hear,
but he's very busy. We talked to him during the break. He's just too busy to talk to us.
Is that right?
Let's see if I can just call him right now to see what happens.
Hello.
Oh, hey. How's it going, Enron? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here with Sarah and Vinny. They just wanted to see if you were still around and what you're up to.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm still here.
We hear you're very busy.
I am very busy. Thanks.
What department are you current? Are you still the IT department?
No.
Were you ever? Did we just decide you were that? Were you ever the IT department?
Yeah, we did decide he was. I think he was digital before.
Yeah, I was once this. Now I'm now that. I'm in.
What
continuity.
Is that? What are you doing now?
Traffic continuity.
Oh, well, that's very cool. Important.
Traffic with Ann Rond.
So, are you in the building?
No.
Oh! Is anyone in the building besides Nicole? Well, it's good to know you're still out there, that you're alive and kicking and still working for Odyssey.
We're rooting for you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Everyone, that was Andron.
Andron, great appearance.
Solid appearance,
good talking
Andron.
To you, man. We'll let you get back to work. I know you're busy.
Yeah, you're really busy. Andron, are you there? Okay, bye.
He's just like, bye. He's like, what are these clowns calling me for?
Just, you know, people think he's Antron, and we wanted to make sure they knew he was Andron.
I like how Nicole had her finger on the dump button. Good job. She was ready.
I was ready. I was just nervous because he picked up on the second ring. So, yeah.
925 says, these Karens are purposefully making a scene and hoping to become TikTok famous. I don't know. I think there's something wrong with this lady at the grocery store.
She wasn't wearing the right clothes.
Flipping lost it.
She was a mess, top to bottom.
You guys sound like 90-year-olds talking about boba.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Sorry about it. Can't know all the things you know.
I'm familiar because it was in a strip mall near my house where I lived in San Jose. So it goes back years. This isn't new. Mm. And yet, who cares? It's a tea drink or
people
whatever.
Want it.
Like,
yeah.
All right.
They want their boba fat.
It's where the kids hang now. It's like back then it was the arcades. Now it's boba.
And now they hang at the tapioca tea house?
It's crowded with kids.
Sometimes they have, like, pre-COVID, I went in one time, and they're having, like, what's that one game? It was, like, they're playing video games where they fight each other. I forget what it's called.
Oh, like...
Street Fighter.
No, it's a video Mortal game Kombat. Where you... where
Fortnite?
No. Oh, I just
Roblox.
Played it.
Minecraft.
No. You can pick any character.
World of Warcraft.
And, like, Zelda. There we go.
Zelda?
Yeah.
Oh, Zelda.
We would have never guessed that
old
one.
School. No, we could have continued guessing for hours and that one wouldn't have
come
up.
I didn't know what it was. And they sit there and they wait their turn. Or there's another table where they're doing Yu-Gi-Oh! Training cards.
Oh.
They trade their
so
cards.
There's some
do they sell cloves?
There. Yeah.
No, they sell popcorn chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Do
yeah,
they sell... Do they sell beer?
No.
Are kids out back smoking?
But they do offer half the amount of sugar.
Yeah.
You want 50% sugar? That's, you know, seems like a healthier alternative.
Yeah, don't tell Demi Lovato. She gets really mad.
Right.
Well, I'm happy the kids are doing better by themselves and their families because that sounds healthy and not a problem. Good. I, of course, was like, hey, mister, can you buy me some cloves? The brown ones, the Dijarums. Yes, those.
I was just surprised how crowded it was. I'm like, kids do this because I went in to buy popcorn chicken to sneak it into the movie theater because I'm too cheap to buy food there.
I do think, like, to me, tapioca sounds like something my grandmother would have eaten. Like, in that, you know, I think I've had, you know, you have the tapioca, it's got the gushy little googles in there. Like,
you haven't tried it, Sarah. You gotta try it first.
I guess not. I don't want it. Mm-hmm.
The boba balls are fun. They are mushy and sometimes pop in your mouth.
Uh-oh. Oh, they're popping balls too. Some of them have like liquid inside of it, and they're just they dissolve.
Wow,
it's weird.
Goodness.
And they have smaller size boba too.
You guys are killing me with the boba talk, and I love Bryn, but as a fellow Asian, I'm disappointed with this boba knowledge. OFOC.
Why are you disappointed that I know about boba? How's that?
You don't know enough, apparently.
Oh. That's why I took it. You didn't know enough.
I see.
You're supposed to be into this, Bryn.
Yeah, Bryn, you're Asian. Get with the program, buddy.
I think he educated us. Like,
I'm not anti it.
He definitely knew the most of any of us.
Yeah,
that's true.
Get the chicken, guys. It's good.
Why the chicken? I don't understand. Popcorn chicken and boba balls? Like,
plenty of people are writing in saying they don't like it, but I sure don't want to be putting my voice to their hostile opinions of boba balls.
Goodness.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it. Boba is bleeping disgusting. It looks like giant fish eggs at the bottom of your drink.
Well, just because how it looks doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Boba is so addicting. Is there nicotine in there?
No.
No, I think there's caffeine though, right?
I don't know about that either. I thought it was just starch.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think there's caffeine in it.
Oh,
but
I don't know.
Let's look it up.
My sister gets it all the time.
Check out
a couple
the
cigarette butts in there. Can't put it down. Delicious.
LOL, tomorrow's 420 and Apple's having an event. Sure, that's what we were wanting you to talk about. I know, it was a joke. I was just kidding.
Joking.
Jeez.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the answer is normally if you get like a tea, you know, you get boba tea, there's caffeine in that.
Yeah, so my sister gets the tea.
Yeah, the actual balls, no.
Balls. Though the balls are just for fun.
Mm-hmm, the balls are just for fun.
Who doesn't think balls are fun?
And balls in your mouth, delicious.
Right. Swirl them around.
Oh, boy. The texters are coming for Demi. In 2019, diabetes was directly involved in 1.5 million U.S. deaths, Demi Lovato. That's three times more than COVID-19.
Mm. Yeah, I really did feel like she's... Then I read that she has that show coming out. I'm like, oh, she's just trying to get some pub for her show.
Whatever. I hope she's... I want her to do well. I hope she's okay.
Sure.
Can someone please tell Sarah that we all want to hear about her garden more, more, more?
Oh.
How's the owl? Say hi to the
owl
yet?
Well, there's no owl yet.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, I'm hopeful. I'm waiting on the owl.
Just why don't you mail order one and get one and put them in there? Then you're good.
I don't think you can do that. They're for sure.
Check Amazon for owls. Can someone look up owls on Amazon and see if they can deliver one? Maybe they can deliver an egg. You can sit on it for a while. Then you'll be its mom.
You should get an owl that brings you your mail, like Hogwarts.
Oh.
A great snowy owl.
Yeah.
I think my box is too small for a great snowy owl.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Bryn looked up owls. Yeah, you can't get live owls. Sorry, guys. He did disappoint you, but only carved owls, owl masks, owl candles, owl paperweights. That's all they got for owls.
Here's a couple Demi Lovato texts. 408 says, therapist chiming in. Our triggers are our responsibility to learn how to cope with every single person has different opposing triggers. Expecting the world to cater to our triggers is not only unhealthy, but impossible.
Yeah, well, the world does. I mean, everything else in her world caters to her because mm-hmm. she's Demi Lovato the whole time. So she's just mad because this one thing isn't. I'm telling you, she needs to just send her assistant out. Go give me the fattiest thing you can find me.
Oh, my God, Demi, knock it off. Jeez, I understand your struggle, but really, Vinny is absolutely correct. We have to do our own work constantly, every day, all of us. Not just you, Demi.
Yeah.
Demi.
Yeah.
Dummy, it's called celebrity privilege, Lovato.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lovato.
That's one step above white privilege, celebrity privilege.
Yeah.
Jesus, Lovato.
Yeah.
Purple Urkel is a strain that's been around for 15 years. It was initially called Purple Nurple.
Oh, Purple
Someone
Nurple.
At the Cannabis Cup misheard me when I told them what it was called, and the new name spread like crazy. Love you guys.
They came up with the name? The person who wrote to us?
I don't. Okay. Snoop has a new wine out, too. Look, Snoop is...
He is everything.
Mm-hmm. He's into everything, just like Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. What's Snoop worth?
No, let's check.
Who's worth more? Well, it's got to be. I mean, I don't think Snoop's worth $290. Isn't that what you said Mark Wahlberg was worth?
Yeah.
They say he's worth $150. He's poor.
He's poor. He only has half the money that Mark Wahlberg has. He needs to get more things. We need Snoop
Well,
burgers.
He's repping a ton of stuff, so that number's likely to go up. And I am, unfortunately, really out of time. Thanks for sending in texts, everyone. We'll be back after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, I'm glad we got that all worked out, you guys. Monday seems to have been solved. This is fantastic. We're going to have a great day. It's going to be 73 and sunny in San Jose, and the rest of the Bay Area will take its cue from that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, San Jose, for setting the tone. Very nice. Well done. Well done. All right, you guys. Have a good one. Don't forget, we're open for business 24/7. V Hale's up next, followed by our Janie, who comes on in the afternoon to rock you through to the evening hours.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep, and if you have the stream on, never turn it off. Only ever turn it down. And if you could pop in one more time during the day today, that'd be great.
Hang just, around. You
know, just, yeah, sure. Just keep it here on the
We're
hours.
Fun people.
Sure. Yeah. I heard from a lot of people that they really like the Saturday morning special that the Sarah
I have
Vinny
also heard that. And I've also had someone, some friends asked my wife, oh no, are they making your husband work on Saturdays now? And I had a good laugh.
Sure. No. I got the same question this weekend. He's like, so what are you doing Saturday mornings now? I'm like, if you mean by doing them, are they playing back tape? Yeah.
Yes. Then we're doing them, right?
Then we are, in fact, doing them. Yeah, but so look, 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We're here for you. Keep it on, Alice. See you
Odyssey.
Tomorrow.
Odyssey. Thank you.
Odyssey.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.